Aunt Maud was so angry that she didn't speak to him, which was somehow worse than if she'd shouted. She marched Sean back into the house and made him sit by the table and eat his tea, which was cold, but Sean knew better than to complain. When he was done, she put the plates in the kitchen, making a lot more noise than was necessary. Finally, she stamped into the dining room. "Sums," she said, "all day, every day, from now on." Sean's heart sank. "No, please," he said. "I'm sorry, Aunt Maud. I lost track of time because I didn't want to leave Cecil, all alone in the dingle. He was so lonely without me. No one ever visits him." There was a silence. Aunt Maud's face had gone very, very pale. She sat down suddenly. "Did you say Cecil?" "Yeah, that's the name of the boy in the dingle, the one I've been playing with." "Oh my goodness." She clutched her heart for a moment, and then she looked at him. "Cecil was the name of my friend, the one I used to play with, in the dingle." Sean felt a shiver pass over him. And he knew then that his suspicions about Cecil had been true, the ones he'd been trying not to think about. Cecil was not of this time. No wonder he talked so old-fashioned and spoke about things that had happened a long time ago as if they'd only just taken place. Was Cecil a memory of a person who had lived a long time ago? Aunt Maud went on. "Cecil, that's right. I'd forgotten all about him. Yes, he wasn't a healthy boy. His father made the dingle just for him, with a swimming pool and the summer house, so that he could have fresh air and exercise and improve his health. And it worked for a bit, but not forever. I remember now. He died. Cecil died." "Do you mean I've been playing down the dingle all this time with a ghost?" Sean asked. He felt scared all of a sudden. Aunt Maud reached over and patted his hand gently. "Don't be frightened. It seems to me that Cecil is lonely. Didn't you say no one ever visits him? Sometimes the memories of people who have gone before us hang around in the places that they loved when they were alive. I think that you should keep visiting Cecil." Sean realised something suddenly. "You should come with me next time. I'm sure he'd love to see you because you were once friends with him." Aunt Maud shook her head sadly. "I don't think so, Sean. It's different for me. Too much time has passed. I don't think I'd be able to see him the way that you can. I think I'm too grown up now." And Sean realised then and there that Aunt Maud wasn't half so bad as he'd thought that she was. In fact, she was pretty good. And staying with her was all right, really. And most importantly, that he, Sean, had an important job to do, down the dingle, visiting the boy from the past. So why not sit, here, where Sean and Cecil used to sit together, in Cecil's summer house, the one that was made specially for him. See what you can hear, and see and smell, right here in this lovely place. This place that holds echoes of the past. Because after some time, Sean's time in the dingle came to an end. The worst of the bombing stopped and he could go home to his mam. And he worried that Cecil would be lonely without him visiting all the time. But just as the war came to an end, something incredible happened. The dingle was passed into public ownership. And now it was the council who owned it. They opened it as a park for everybody. This park, Parc Cefynon. Sean knew now that lots of people would visit Cecil. Cecil would never be lonely again. He knew that Cecil would love watching families exploring the secret paths that he knew so well, eating picnics in the sun, watching the wildlife. He knew people would come here in the rain, in the snow, in the sun, and that there would always be children here for Cecil to show the park secrets to. Cecil would always have friends now. So Sean didn't come back here, not for a long, long time. It was only when he was a much older man and had grandchildren that he came back one day for a walk, like you're doing now. He knew by then that he was much too grown up to see Cecil. But there was a moment, as he stood here by the summer house, exactly where you are now, that he thought he saw the flash of a red scarf out of the corner of his eye. And he smiled to himself. He remembered that time when he was a boy, running these paths with another boy in a flat cap who talked like he was from a different time. He remembered doing his sums in Aunt Maud's big, dark, creaky house. Remembered squeezing under the hedge to come to the dingle back when it was quiet and still and only he and Cecil knew its secrets. It was better like this, he thought. Full of people. Full of life. Perhaps you might be lucky enough to see the flash of a red scarf as you walk today. Perhaps if you're lucky, Cecil will show you some of the secrets of Kevinon as you go. But you'll only see them if you're brave, if you step off the path and explore and love the park exactly as Cecil always has done, and as he always will do.